Hello, this is Matt Brower, and you're listening to the podcast of My Column for September 13, 2016, entitled, Signs It Is Time to Leave Your Job. Good day, fellow workmates. Today I present 10 signs it is time to leave your job. Number 1, you start forgetting things. Many employees believe the best workplaces keep them challenged. No employer can maintain this feat constantly. There will always be times when your biggest daily challenges are climbing the stairs, keeping your eyes open, and preventing your brain from lapsing into a mental coma. But when you forget how to perform your job, the names of coworkers, or where you parked, take it as a sign your workplace is killing brain cells. When that happens, seek employment elsewhere. Number 2, you avoid working. No employee is 100% efficient. People chat, surf the web, and take coffee breaks behind a veil of artificial productivity. But only the desperate and brilliant put more effort into hiding non-work than working. When you bury your desk under a mountain of important-looking documents, pursue fake projects, and schedule bogus meetings with non-existent vendors or clients, all for the purpose of hiding personal emails, online shopping, and Facebooking, it is time to pursue a different line of employment. Number 3, you avoid coworkers. There will always be one or two coworkers whose little irritations annoy the festering bejesus out of you. And sometimes the discomfort of their amplified sibilance, mispronounced words, and the occasional, "Can you do me a favor?" spill over onto peers you really like. But when irritations grate against your core, and you duck into an empty conference room for 4 hours every day to avoid cubemates, it is time to close the door on that place of employment. Number 4, you avoid going to work. Everyone needs days off to relax. And it is true sometimes holidays are too far apart, and 2 weeks of vacation is not enough. So you fake a sick day here, a half day for personal business there. But when your interest in work bottoms out and the ruse becomes more frequent, a week of jury duty per year, a dentist visit every month, psychological duress days, and afternoons off due to severe gout, it is time to spend those days off looking for a new employer. Number 5, you start referring to your place of employment using a phrase which rhymes with clucking grit hole. Impossible tasks are given 1 week schedules. Coworker emotions range from angry to psychotic. Your workday extends to 15 hours. The only hobby you have time for is brooding. And layoff season is approaching. As your friends notice your god-awful disposition and ask you how you are, you explode into a profanity-laden tirade about the clucking grit hole. When you suck in stress like an F5 tornado and destroy every cheerful feeling in your path, it's time to blow. Number 6, you fantasize about being unemployed. You've surveyed your finances to determine a survival timeline. You've thought about cashing in your 401k to afford a year or two off. You've even considered working a menial job to stretch out a vagabonding sabbatical. But once you begin to envy beachcombers sleeping in a cardboard box in the sand, it's time to ditch your job for a new one. Number 7, your management shows appreciation for your efforts by telling you you're lucky to have a job here. Common sense tells you during tough economic times, expecting a promotion or raise may be unrealistic. However, you watch reality twist when company leaders tell you how fortunate you are that your pay cut saved your job after they accept a double-digit pay increase. When you plead how you barely earn enough to afford your bills and you deserve a raise for your years of dedication and accomplishments, they follow up with, "What have you done for me lately?" Show them exactly what you can do by walking out the door. Number 8, your boss is the devil. He popped up from nowhere. You watched as he gained confidence among his peers and brown-nosed his superiors. You've witnessed him rise up through the ranks in a mysterious, supernatural way, convincing managers the most ridiculous, nonsensical, and illogical projects and propositions are worthy of pursuing. In short, you've always known a pointed tail exists inside that business suit. And then the unthinkable occurs. Satan is promoted and is now your manager. You can feel the flames licking your feet. Bail out now before they turn into whips against your back. Number 9, you stop getting paid. Maybe you can deal with the pay cut. Perhaps you figure you'll take a second job to help afford the bills. But when your employer barely pays you enough to cover gas money, mandates you work unpaid overtime, and then asks you to buy your own tools and office supplies, it's time to stop wasting your money and find a new source of income. Number 10, your workplace is no longer there. You've seen the signs, mass layoffs, belt tightenings, difficulty getting the tools needed to do your job. You've heard the news reports, stock prices falling, splits, mergers, buyouts, shady accounting practices. Things are changing, but not to your advantage, and you have no idea in which direction the company is heading. Then, one day, you show up for work, and your employer is no longer there. It's time to leave your job.